Well, we are winding down the month of May, but I hope you've enjoyed barbecue month. May is National Barbecue Month. Of course, the thing is, if in Texas, few months aren't National Barbecue Month, and May is just sort of among them. Brett Randall is overseeing Soul Man's Barbecue, which has been in operation for 45 years, family-owned company. They got stores all over the country, all over the state anyway, and he joined us right now. Good to have you with us.
David, it's always a pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's always good to have you back because you always smell good. It's coming from right from tending the fires.
Oh, one day I'm going to bottle that stuff.
That's what you need to do. If you could have an aerosol can that could replicate that.
Smoke cologne.
Yeah, I'd like that a lot. So, is there anything special about May for you?
Well, like you said, we are just so blessed to have 45 years under our belt. It's really a testament to the great fans of Soul Man's Barbecue over the years and to the people that we have that work for us. And so we're celebrating all year long just being 45 years in the business, which is huge, as you know.
Well, and you're not the closely guarded secret that you were when you started out
45
years ago. You're spreading around. I mean, you're still not outside of the state, though, right?
We're not. Yeah, we're all within an hour of my house, actually, which is great.
But we've talked before, and there was a sense at some point that you wanted to expand. You wanted to, you know, that you wanted to expand the brand, and you were talking about franchising. I understand now you've pretty well changed, and you want to grow organically?
Well, we've never really had a different approach. We did approach franchising, and we still are franchising. We're just continuing with our corporate model as well. So we've got a couple of new stores that we have planned for late 2019 and 2020. We're going to be opening in Red Oak, Texas, which is one of the fastest growing cities in the country, actually. And we have another piece of property in Plano that we're very excited about.
And then there was one in Van. Didn't I see you had a fire at the
We
one
did,
in Van?
Yeah, man. We just had a freak deal that we had one of our signs catch on fire in the middle of the night. And thankfully, there was a water line in the ceiling, and it burned through the water line, and that thing just squirted on that fire for about 5 hours.
Oh, so it put it out.
It did put it out, but it just smoldered.
But there's a long history of smokehouses and barbecue places burning down because you have a fire on 24 hours a day.
That's true. You know, ironically, our pits are incredibly safe, and they're all encapsulated, so the risk of fire in those is very minimal. So I was very thankful that it was not a pit fire, because the insurance companies do not like the pits and the liability.
Well, barbecue is a common thread. Everybody likes barbecue. I don't know anybody. Yeah. I don't like anybody who doesn't like barbecue.
Yeah.
But there's a... There seems to be this point of difference among barbecue places. I mean, they're these, I guess they're boutique places. You know, I think of Pecan Lodge or Cadillac or something like that, and they're only open a certain time, and then when they run out, there's no more, and people line up, stand in line. And then there's, you know, Soul Man's. I can walk in there anytime and grab a brisket sandwich. Do you need a little mystique to sell barbecue?
Yeah, I think that's something that's always around, right? I mean, in every business, there seems to be, you know, the mainstream business, and then there's these boutique-type places that you point out, and barbecue is not any different. You know, those places do a great job. We have been more about being, you know, the working man's barbecue for 45 years, and so we kind of hang our hat on that. We think all of our food is amazing. With the 8 different smoked meats, there's a lot of variety.
8?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. What am I about? So you got barbecue, you got beef, you got chicken.
Are you going to put me on the spot, huh?
Ribs. Wait, I can
turkey, ham.
Oh, turkey.
Turkey, and ham, and sausage, and hot links.
Okay.
And, yeah, so there's 8 different kinds of smoked meats, and we have up to 15 homemade sides that we do that are really dynamic and fun. So that's kind of how we...
You came up with a... like a Frito pie.
We did, yeah. We call it the Soul Bowl. It's awesome.
Do you sell a bunch of those?
We do.
So
man.
It's Fritos and chopped beef.
Pinto beans and cheese. And it's not chopped beef. It's pulled pork and sausage. And with our barbecue sauce, and you throw some jalapeno peppers and banana peppers on there, it's an amazing meal. In fact, I'm serving it to 30 Rockwall High School baseball players tomorrow night. You know, we're in the fourth round of the playoffs.
Before the game or after the game?
Well, this is before the game.
Oh, wait a minute.
But the game's not till Thursday.
I was going to say, make me want to take a nap. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. They can take a nap.
Yes.
So do you work on these kind of things all the time? Do you have a test kitchen?
We do. Well, I have a corporate chef now who that's his main job is to come up with new LTO items for Soul Man's to do. And so Soul Ball was one of those. We've done Frontier Fries a couple of years ago, which was nationally acclaimed as one of the most innovative French fry dishes in America. And we've got a new one coming up here in a couple months that is going to be really cool, too. It's a nacho variety with barbecue, so we're excited about that.
Well, you've sufficiently made us all hungry now. So tell me about the business environment out there for a small business. Do you have access to capital? Are the banks friendly to you?
Yeah, so, you know, as far as Soul Man's is concerned, we're in great position. We have an awesome model. We own all of our own properties. And so that's part of our deal. And, but we have a great banking environment with American National Bank of Texas, who we're very relational with them. And we have plenty of working capital.
And you got plenty. And the consumer, you monitor the consumer on a regular basis. Are they buying the higher dollar items or opting for the sandwiches?
You know, in barbecue, it's a little higher ticket item, and so we do monitor all consumer trends. You know, right now we're watching the third-party delivery trend really, really closely. And
you know, and barbecue travels. Mexican food, my observation is, does not travel very well. Mm-hmm. Barbecue should travel very well.
It does. It's, you know, it's a long cooking process, and so anytime you have a long cooking process versus a short cooking process, it's typically going to travel better.
So do you have an exclusive relationship with somebody, or are you in it?
You talking about third-party delivery?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
We do not have an exclusive relationship. We are testing it at about 4 locations right now with Uber Eats and DoorDash, and we're not with Grubhub yet, but we're testing it out with those two options right now.
That's a fascinating way to expand the brand, or I guess increase sales without increasing square footage. It's a remarkable phenomenon.
It is, as long as it doesn't replace the other model. And so that's the fear.
You want them to come in.
So you want them to still come in.
Well, it's
in.
A lot more profitable for you if they come in, I guess.
I would think so, yes. And, well, especially when you pay the third-party fees. That's the X factor, right?
That's what I mean. Well, anyway, it's good. And so the next big opening is set for when?
Well, we break ground in July, hopefully. It'd be about 6 months from there. So,
and that's Plano, or is that?
That's Red Oak.
That's Red Oak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good times. And thank you again for National Barbecue Month. And the next time you come by, I expect you to have an aerosol can of that great smell.
Smoke smell. Smoke cologne.
You can sell them. Talk about. Brett Randall's the CEO for Soul Man's Barbecue, celebrating 45 years in business and embarking on another 45. It's always good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.